I asked a little boy why his face was so sullen. Crying, he said he was tired of living and he was missing home. I had a second question, but he rushed off when he heard his name called. Opio! The next day when he saw me at the local spot, he asked me if he could perform for me. I agreed. Behind the curtain, I watched him prepare to give me a show. He had charcoal and ash for a Choli face paint. He told me his poem was about a lizard that had forgotten his totem, as he sang of a tribe that had no anthem except love. Touched, we quickly became friends, and I asked him about his relatives. He said they were long gone and there was no reviving them. Hungry, but his stomach looked swollen, malnourished on the streets of Kampala, he was among the forgotten children. He had a face of hope, but whose future had been stolen. His poems were sun rays of nostalgia and November winds of melancholy. The little lion had hunger for a bowl of soup. He wished for a warm bed, dreaming of what the many fortunate consider mundane. I told him, come here, my dear. Believe in the heavens, little brother, let love steer. A stranger in his own country, they called him the little boy from nowhere, performing beyond his bedtime in a place where tired workers were served local beer. Gifted with words, I called him Nguji, Okot Pibitek, Young Chinua. Yet he was starring in his own novel, growing up abandoned and poor in a world that was not pure. And even when I told him it was gonna be all right, he wasn't sure.